Yes.
Yeah, I lost the president. Here, he got his way. There you go. Bridget Milliken had to leave and won't be rejoining us, but so we get seated and we will resume, and I will ask Chair Henson to take over the student affairs.
Thank you, Chair Bell. The Student Affairs Committee has one information item, and Ethan, I will let you take it away.
Thank you, Chair Henson. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen of the board, Dr. Cavoni.
Good morning.
It's a great opportunity for us today to showcase an important part of the Western Kentucky University student and alumni story, and that is our fraternities and sororities at this institution.
Hey, Opa, I'm still the cutest.
So noted in the minutes, I
Thank
hope.
You.
It's our pleasure to talk a little bit about the fraternity and sorority life at Western Kentucky University. Greek life has been in the news lately, as it sometimes is, and it is very rarely for the best and the most contributive and beneficial aspects of the fraternal system. And so it's a nice counterpoint today that we provide to talk about Greek life at Western Kentucky University. This is a significant portion of who we are as an institution and a storied and historic tradition of American higher education. So today I'm joined by some wonderful folks, these wonderful four student leaders, which I'm going to invite to stand up here in front of you, and these professional staff right here who are holding up the back who helped make this program possible. So I'm going to introduce these wonderful folks to you today, and they're going to tell you about fraternity and sorority life at WKU. First, I'd like to introduce to you Lucy Hubbs, who's our Panhellenic president. She's a Chi Omega of the Chi Omega Women's Fraternity, serves as the Chi Omega Homecoming Chair. Next, I have Tate McClard, who is the IFC president. He's a member of Phi Gamma Delta Fraternity and serves as the Fiji Award Chair. Jordan Sechrist is the president of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority. She's a student alumni ambassador, and she was the 2019-2020 New Greek Woman of the Year. And finally, Blake Barker, who's the IFC Vice President for Recruitment, former president of Kappa Alpha Fraternity and president of the Business Association for Development. These folks have graciously volunteered to serve as our presentation hosts today and tell you more about that. But before we start, I'd like to introduce to you also Andrew Rash, who's our assistant director for student activities in Greek life. He's worked in higher education for over 11 years. He started as a student worker, graduate assistant, and now professional here at Western Kentucky University. He's a recipient of the Tom Shoemaker SEIFC Advisor of the Year in 2019. And lastly, Dr. Charlie Pride, who's our Director of Student Activities. He's been with us in higher education for over 30 years. He also served as the International President of Phi Delta Theta Fraternity, recipient of the 2015 Robert Schaefer Award for Lifetime Commitment to Fraternity and Sorority Life, the National Association of Fraternity and Sorority Advisors. Thank you, gentlemen. And I'm going to turn it over to these wonderful folks today.
Perfect. As Dr. Logan said, I'm Tate McClard. I am a senior here at WKU studying accounting, and I'm the IFC president. I'm going to hit on kind of how WKU fraternity and sororities really impact this campus in a positive way academically. So it's just some figures that you see up here. We have a little over 2,200 Greeks spread across three councils with 34 chapters. 11 of those being Panhellenic chapters, nine of those being national Panhellenic chapters, and 14 of those being IFC or Interfraternity Council chapters. As you see up on the board, over the past 20 years, we've almost doubled in size of our Greek life, and over the past five, raising over 500 and continuing growing as Panhellenic had one of the biggest recruitment signups that they had, and we had the biggest signings that we had in the past 5 years. So leading on to academics, how we strive to become academic, the sorority women graduated at a 15% higher rate than non-Greek women, and that's a 6% rate on the men's side. The GPAs that they graduate with are 0.3 higher on the women's side and 0.15 higher on the men's. And the fall to spring retention was the highest it's ever been last fall at 96%. So what that means is our new members are sticking with the Greek life and taking the incentives that we have to move forward. And last fall, 18% of Greeks earned a 4.0 GPA, 46% a 3.5 or higher, and over 74% earned a 3.0 GPA or higher. So we're really striving for that academic excellence.
Thank you, Katie. My name is Lucy Hubbs. I'm Panelitic President, and I'm a senior here at Western studying mechanical engineering. And I'm just going to touch here a little bit about our service and philanthropy through our local community and national community. So last year, WKU Greeks donated over $234,000 to local and national charities, completed over 37,000 community service hours. MPHC has raised enough funds to give out four $700 scholarships a year through our outstanding minority scholarship program. And last year, IFC raised a record $6,000 through their Walk a Mile and Her Shoes philanthropy, and all money was donated to Bowling Green Hope Harbor, and it is pictured here on the slide. Panelitic collaborated with UNC Charlotte to do a school build in Malawi through Circle of Sisterhood, pictured here as well. And the WKU Greek Week Blood Drive is the largest Red Cross blood drive in Kentucky, Tennessee region, donating over 1,500 plus pints. Last year, WKU Greeks donated over 100,000 cans for the backpack programs in Southern Kentucky region, and all the Greek chapters and councils are currently sponsoring 34 children for Parker Bennett Curry Elementary Schools as part of the Christmas sponsorship program. And then that's just a little bit of the ways that these Greek councils make an impact on individuals across our community. And for campus leadership and national acclaim, WKU Greeks hold numerous positions within SGA, ISEC navigators, ambassador programs, etc. WKU IFC has won Fraternal Excellence Award 19 times, which is the top award given at the SGLA conference, which is a conference that we attend annually with our Greek leaders. In 2020, Panhellenic Council won the College Panhellenic Excellence Award, and only 25 Panhellenics in the nation won this award. And in the past 3 years, WKU has had seven different chapters earn the respective top national award. And then this is another way that the community demonstrates leadership and takes this on with them in their professional setting.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Jordan Seacrest, and I am the president of the Epsilon Zeta chapter of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated here on WKU's campus. And I would just like to talk to you all about how Greek life has positively impacted my life and my college life here. So first of all, leadership skills for me are a big thing. I've always strived to be just the best leader I could possibly be. Through AKA here, I'm serving currently as president. I have served as financial secretary, membership intake process chairman, hostess, and the financial secretary. I also served as a cluster coordinator for my region. That's what I was missing. Sorry about that. But I've learned more and more every day how to communicate and how to lead people and work with people higher up than me, below me. That's not a good thing to say, but you know, sometimes new members have to be led as well. I've also had many, many chances to serve the campus and Bowling Green as well. We put on events as MPHC, as Epsilon Zeta, all across the this campus, all across the community. We serve, we donate, we are partnering with Parker Bennett and the whole fraternity and sorority council here, and we're so excited to sponsor these children over Christmas. So I can't wait to do things like that. We do a Girls with Pearls program at Parker Bennett as well through AKA, and we mentor young girls, about fourth and fifth graders, and we have a great time doing that. This past spring, we actually created empowerment boxes for those sweet little girls, those that were transitioning into middle school, and we gave them some fun things to just bring them up and inspire them to be great middle school leaders as they were in elementary school. And finally, as you will see in those pictures, I have made lifelong friends at the top in all those pink matching sweatshirts. Those are my line sisters and my immediate prophetes at our first conference in Louisville, Kentucky. The bottom left corner, that is me along with my new initiates, 17 of those girls last semester, the biggest line we've had in a very long time. And then in the white and green there, you'll see me and my line sisters. There were 8 of us. We were initiated November 10th, 2019, coming up on our 2-year anniversary. We're so excited about that. I love my AKA, love Epsilon Zeta, and love that I was able to come through here at Western Kentucky. Thank y'all.
That's big. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. How are y'all? Thank y'all for letting us come out here this morning. We really appreciate it. So I'm going to hit a little bit on points of leadership and kind of the benefits that Greek Life has brought me. So coming into college, you really don't know anybody. So when you come here, and when I was able to come here, I was able to go through Rush with 300 other kids that had the same goal as me. I've got a sister that goes to Belmont right now, and they don't rush until the spring. And she's been coming home every weekend, and she's having a hard time meeting people. So that's something I really appreciate here, and I know a lot of people have a lot of respect for. Greek involvement has led me to other things on campus. So starting out in KA, ended up going on IFC, SAA. Then with 4 other Greek programs, we started Business Association for Development in the Business College. Shout out Dean Shook. It's been a great club so far. He's helped us out with that. Thank you. It's exposed us to leadership roles that prepare you for the real world. Like she said, you get in these leadership positions and you got to make decisions because you're the name of the organization. And sometimes you got to make split decisions that maybe you haven't had to make in the past. So that's definitely a good challenge. I was committed to going to Ole Miss all the way until April of my senior year. And thankfully I came here. I absolutely love it here. But I went to all these other conferences. So I was able to go to a KA conference that was in North Carolina, met 144 different universities. Then with IFC, I was able to meet probably around 40 other. But being able to make those connections through Greek Life, I wouldn't have known anybody else. I've got buddies that go to UC Berkeley now, Alabama, Ole Miss, Miami. So it's good to be able to give them a call at any time and say, hey, I've got a question about this. While I was here in the last year, I was able to win the Knight Commander's commendation, and that was an award that was given out to 11 students nationwide for KA. And all, my last point is we have all these groups that have probably about 50 to 150 members. And I know we have these big philanthropy organizations, but serving these small organizations like Bowling Green Housing Community, Curbside Ministries, I mean, we have so many people to help out and do stuff, and we're able to go help them. I think that means more than giving to these large philanthropies. So that's all I got. Thank you all for letting me come out.
Hello, everybody. I'm Andrew Rash. I'm Fraternity Sorority Advisor here at WKU, and I'm here on my slide to talk about proactive prevention programs. So as Dr. Logan said, Greek Life certainly is very high profile, not only on this campus, but anywhere. And not everything that you see is necessarily always good news. So here are the things that we do to be very proactive and very intentional with various developments and prevention programs, things like that. It first starts right at the very beginning with the new member symposium. So that's a couple weeks into one's new member program. We have a new member symposium, and I have this right here if you want to pass it out. It has our new member symposium, Greek Leadership Symposium. It shows all the speakers and that program, what it looks like. But it has sessions ranging from mental health, consent, Title IX, healthy relationships, hilltopper expectations, finances, etc. All the things that are important for someone, especially as they become a new member here at WKU, to know. Okay, and this is done within the first 2 weeks of their new member program. This summer, we collaborated with the Title IX office, worked with Deborah Wilkins to give Title IX training. In the past couple of years, there has been updates to Title IX. That was imperative for us to educate not only our new members, but our members about Title IX, their rights, their responsibilities, kind of what that looks like. And that was something done through a program called Catharsis. And very happy to do that. We started that collaboration in July, and within the first 6 weeks of the school year, we've had 98%+ complete that Title IX training. I'm sure it's higher now, but very happy to do that, get all those Greeks that education they need with Title IX, as that's obviously very, very, very important. President's Retreat, that's something that comes up in January. Probably about 80% of our chapters elect chapter presidents in November. So right before we go to school, we meet with all our chapter presidents of all three councils, IFC, NPHC, Panhellenic. And that's important for just a lot of reasons. For us, it's important for our office to get to know those chapter presidents, to establish positive rapport, for them to understand we're here for them, we're a positive resource for them. It's important for those chapter presidents, even on just like a basic level, just knowing all the little things that if we didn't do this, they may not know until well into their presidency. Even something as simple as this is how you reserve a room in the Downing Student Union. Okay? Easy stuff like that. But also very important for us. That gives us an opportunity to say, this is how we appropriately take care of risk management incidents. You know, whether it is sexual assault, whether it is potential alcohol poisoning, things like that. We go over here, or here's our expectation, here are the steps we suggest. Okay, so we do that. Also for the presidents too, it's a chance for them to get to know one another, which is important. So they have a positive working relationship with one another, and so that they can collaborate and work together as chapters. Also part of this packet within our system is the Chapter Development Award. Within that, we have chapters have to have 5 different educational speakers. One has to cover risk management. One must cover something in the area of DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion. So our chapters, and a lot of this is a mandate on the national level, but it's something we're reinforcing through our award system, which is very, very competitive, and our chapters are very much doing this on our award type, our award side. Group Leadership Support Symposium, it's kind of like the new member, but it's more so geared for life after college. So there's a lot of sessions dealing with life after college, whether that's finances, home buying 101, things like that. But even at something like this, we're still having topics such as mental health, consent, healthy relationships, stuff like that. Another thing that is, I'm not going to say just unique to WKU's Greek campus, but not every campus is necessarily like this. WKU has alcohol-free housing. And myself and Dr. Pride, we do Thursday through Saturday night rounds. Does that mean that there's no alcohol in chapters? I'm sure that is not what it means. But what that means is we don't allow big parties, all that sort of stuff, at chapter houses. And that's important not only for the preservation of these houses. We have a lot of new houses. Very nice Greek row. But it's also very important with the liability. If something was to happen at a chapter house, you have a different level of liability than somewhere else. So that's something we do as well. So I'll turn it over to you.
All right. I'll try to wind this up real quick. There's a couple ideas I want to leave with you. My name's Charlie Bride. I've been working with Greek Life here, actually working for about 30, but have been involved with it for about 38 years. One thing, we have a lot of people that go out from here and travel, work for their headquarters, work for specific groups and volunteer. Most of them come back and tell us that how much they appreciate what WKU has had to offer, the experience that they have. Leading to that experience, using some of the terms that we always use, these groups are learning communities. They're laboratories. They're learning, sometimes as much as a learning class, about what they're doing, about themselves, about life, the skills that we want them as a WKU graduate to possess. They're learning in these laboratories. So we have 34 Greek groups that we recognize. So there's 34 different laboratories that we're having. So I consider them some of the best learning communities that we have. I wish we could bottle some of the stuff that they do and pass along to all of our other students, because I just think that the opportunities are great. The other, we always talk about student development. I'm going to give you one example of student development sometimes that people don't think about some of the things that we do when we program. We got homecoming coming up next week. We have what's called homecoming floats. How does that relate to student development? We have paired our Greek groups into 10 different, they will build 10 different floats. So we have approximately 200 people working on each one of those floats. All the leadership opportunities that are going to be there, from who's building, who's leading it, who's in charge of this, who's in charge of that, to also, we have groups that don't necessarily hang out together to do stuff, and they're having a common project to fulfill. They have goals, and they want to win, and they want to do this, but for a week, we put them into a small laboratory of, we're building a float with 150, 200 people. How do you get along? How do you make it work? And then you'll see our product next Friday, which will be amazing. But a lot of people don't think of building a homecoming float as a student development type activity. And I always say this to a lot of people that I work with in Greek Life, not here, anywhere else. I'll put our system up against anybody. We have a lot of great things that happen. We have a lot of challenges too, just like anyone else. We've got 2,200, 2,300 people we're trying to keep up with on a daily basis. But we are very blessed that we have some great students. We have great alumni, we have great advisors, we have great staff that have been very supportive for our system for years. And it does pay off in the long run. Graduation rates, GPA, you just look at the leadership, there's a lot of opportunities. So on ending on that, I would put us up against almost anyone. And now I guess it's questions.
That's correct.
Thank you very much.
I appreciate that. That was lovely, and we appreciate your presentation this morning.
We always love the students to come in to our meetings. You all are just what it's all about to me, to be here and to be an alumni is to see you all. And Jordan, I have friends for life too. AOPI. I mean,
we're group with AOPI for homecoming. Actually.
Oh, really? Cool.
Yep.
So I'll be waiting at you during the ceremony. But it's definitely, and I'll tell you, it kept my grades up too. And I probably shouldn't say this out loud, but it, only because we couldn't go to the mixers and the socials and stuff if your grades weren't up. So there was a little more than said.
Probably when I was going to school. And
probably with you all. But that was Charlie. Remember, you were there with me. That would have been part of it. But it definitely. Was the best part of my WKU and AOPI just kind of go hand in hand. But Jordan, thank you. I mean, lifelong friends. I thought it was very, very important.
Thank you.
Now, does anybody have any questions? Any Regents?
I have a comment and a quick, maybe a question. So, you know, one of the things that you all noted, and I'm very impressed with, and I want to stress this, is the 96% retention rate. I was also impressed that 74% of your active membership has 3.0 GPA or higher. I want to commend you all on that because I believe those work hand in hand. Stressing those items, it looks as if there is a correlation, and this is not scientific, so I don't want to get beaten down by any of my academic friends, but organizations that have really promote the campus experience, like the Greek organization Student Athletes, who I believe overall have a 3.19 GPA across all student athletes, which is outstanding. These are extracurricular activities that build leadership skills and involvement. Jordan, I can't say enough about the Boys to Men, Girls with Pearls. We've had an association with Parker Bennett. If I could say anything to you all as a group, other than Blake, maybe your sister should transfer from Belmont. I think that you all underemphasize your local philanthropy efforts. And I think that with the organizations that you're involved with locally, I would push that more because the impact that you're having I don't think is present enough in the conversation that's taking place across campus, especially in underserved or compromised communities. So for me, I want to commend you all on the work that you're doing. Who's the BAD, the bad?
Right here, yes, sir.
Allie House is one of our employees, and she told me that acronym. So the acronym is BAD, B-A-D, but it's the Business
Association for Development.
Yeah, I think that's the best acronym on campus.
Thank you.
But I commend the work that you all do. I was not in a Greek organization as an undergraduate. I was probably along with our president in the marching band. I could not see at the organization where I went to school the level of involvement and interpersonal connection that seems to exist here on this campus. So I would encourage you all to sort of reach out to more first-generation college students and promote that success, more students of color, add more diversity every day. And also, this local philanthropic effort with underserved members of our community, I cannot stress that enough. You want to put a positive image on everything. The impact that you're having, particularly in places like Parker Bennett, is just I can't say enough about the importance of that. So thank you all for everything you're doing.
Thank you,
Regent Brinkley.
I'll make a comment too, and I was a Greek, not at Western, but this past weekend I went back to the University of Wisconsin where I graduated from 50 years ago, and we had 45 people from my fraternity show up from the East Coast to the West Coast, and we had a wonderful time. So one of the formulas for success, people have heard me talk about this before, but find meaningful work and meaningful relationships. And not that you have to be a Greek. I think our forensic team has that kind of camaraderie. We have other organizations on campus that do, but it does parlay into those types of relationships that will endure and you can have for a lifetime, and there's a lot of satisfaction in that. So the recruitment retention potential is great, and we love that too. But those personal relationships are wonderful to have. So I hope you all get to do what I did last weekend 50 years from now.
Chair Henson, as a member of the proud member of the marching band, but also as a Greek alumnus and former president of my undergraduate chapter at LSU, Greek life was an essential component of my undergraduate experience as well. Sometimes I like to say I enjoyed being an undergraduate so much that I never left a college or university. I have either been a student or an employee of a university since I was 18, 17 years old. And what an amazing journey that has been, but much of it because of the relationships and the experience I had, and most importantly, the opportunity to lead as a 17, 18, 22-year-old. And I think what you saw today is not just the individuals who self-select into Greek life. There's a portion of that for those who are critiquing the GPA, and that's fine. But what you see is the talent and leadership development that Greek life done well includes, it develops, it challenges, and creates opportunities for leadership that are special on a university campus. And I was really pleased today to provide an opportunity. We provided an opportunity for the work that your chapters and that your members do that sometimes get overlooked. Just like our student athletes, you represent the brand every day. They have WKU on their chest when they represent us, even when they're in their personal lives. You represent the university because you wear Greek letters on your chest. And it's easy to pick on all the negatives. I was really excited to highlight the positives that come along with the work that you do for our community, our campus, and your individual growth and leadership over time. I've watched you over the past 4 years, a little bit longer, and for one or at least one of you, and that has been got to take a victory lap another football season. It has been just fun to watch your personal growth and your leadership on this campus. So thank you for being part of our community and for a leader among our young people. Appreciate
thank
it.
You. Thank you, sir.
Would anyone else like to say anything? Dr. Gabon, you are very much on mark. I mean, everything that I learned being an officer and attorney and sorority and that kind of thing kind of led me and gave me some opportunities that I think got me where I am today. And so I definitely, well, it all started here. It always comes back to here. But thank you all so much. Ethan, this was fabulous. You know, I always love it when we have our students come in. This is always makes my day. Thank you.
Thank you all for letting us come.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chair Henson.
And that will conclude the Student Affairs Committee report.
Okay, thank you very much. We will swing into the executive.